Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited about this interview because every time I'm with this woman's energy, I truly feel like I can take over the world. And not in a patriarchal sense, like in my own beautiful reality, that I am limitless, that I am beautiful, that I am unstoppable. Literally, this woman that you are about to connect with in this conversation is living medicine for any of us that ever feel uncomfortable in our own skin, that we don't deserve to take up space, that have insecurities about who we are, what we look like, what is in our past. This woman is an activation. And before I get into formally introducing my dear guest today, who's also one of my closest friends, soul sisters, and stylist, I just want to take a minute and thank you for finding yourself here on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, and I am blessed beyond measure to have this community in this podcast orbit, because you could listen to any show out there and the space is big and I love being a part of it. I feel like podcasters are truly the place where everyone gets to go to really go deep on what we can't get pretty much anywhere else. And so the fact that you come by week to week, if you're not new, welcome back. If you're new, welcome here, as I often say, to this space. I don't take it lightly. And I want you all to know, speaking of style and clothes and fashion, which we're going to talk about today and how it relates to your power as a female leader today, I want to actually shower you guys with some clothes. I'm serious. So as part of this new Spiritual Hustler Studio celebration, and honestly, being on the journey with you guys, it'll be 2 years I've been doing this show. I've been podcasting since 2019, so I don't even know how many years that is, a long time. But I rebranded the podcast about 2 years ago to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, all in service of reframing the entire narrative on what it means to be a female entrepreneur today who wants to make a difference and wants to make a lot of money at the same time, and that we don't have to, nor should we ever, cut out our spiritual soul, and that we should never forget that we are all just spiritual beings here having this human experience. And the more we can connect to our own relationship with the divine, with universal intelligence, with great spirit, with Mother Earth, God, the goddess, Jesus, Allah, whatever you call it, that connection makes us even more powerful women with purpose in leadership. And I know this is why you come here. And so for coming here and listening, and also leaving a review on Apple, 5 stars, a couple sentences, I am running a massive, massive giveaway of all of our gorgeous Spiritual Hustler swag. I've got sweatshirts that are the yummiest. This guys, it's winter time. You all need a fresh, new, yummy, oversized sweatshirt. It's got the Spiritual Hustler logo and mission and motto on it. I also have lightworker baseball hats that are timeless. I have Spiritual Hustler beanies. I have a whole stocked closet filled with merch. And in return for leaving a review on Apple, I am going to be giving away so much swag to so many of you week to week over the next couple of months. And so all you've got to do is leave 5 stars on Apple specifically, couple sentences, screenshot that review, and send it to me over on Instagram in the DMs at Jessica Zweig is where I hang out. And we will grab your address and send you a sweatshirt or a hat or a beanie or maybe all 3, to be honest. So that is my small way of saying Thank you for being a part of this community, returning to every conversation. And today's conversation is definitely one that you're going to be so grateful you showed up for, because I have the one and only Tali Kogan, truly one of my best friends, and my stylist, my personal stylist that I have been working with since 2017, 16. I go way back with Tali, and her influence in my life is so much deeper than clothes. You know, we talk a lot about how to show up in your full power and confidence and to be your brand and to articulate a message and to solve a problem and offer your solution in the only way that you can. And style and clothes and the ability to show up embodied as the woman that you know you are, your higher self knows you are. It shifts your entire day, shifts your entire impact. I don't care if you're going to the grocery store or you're going to an event or you're speaking on stage or you're about to be on a podcast interview. Our clothes tell a story, yes, but they change our energy from within. And really understanding Tali's medicine is to understand that there is no superficiality in this conversation. There is no materialism in this conversation. Maybe you found yourself, as you saw, I was bringing on my stylist today, like, I don't know, that's not for me. I don't need that kind of thing. We're not talking about going shopping and spending a ton of money. This is an inside job of really understanding that you are worthy of feeling like the queen that you are every single day of your life and expressing yourself through this beautiful tool that we have called clothes in this 3D reality. And I want to just share before we get into this interview that Tali is also the creator of the brand Malkari, which is the jewelry line that I talk about all the freaking time. She tells the story today of how she created this whole beautiful brand that it was inspired by a collaboration that she and I had. And if you go to Malkari, we'll leave the link in the show notes, and you use code Jessica15, you're going to get 15% off your piece or pieces. And I highly recommend getting a couple because these are more than jewelry pieces. They are literally activations. And anytime I put them on, it's a different energy. I never go anywhere publicly. And to be honest, I wear them every day when I'm just like hanging out, working from home. They change how I feel in my own skin. They're magic. And also, if you decide to work with Tali in her Calling Forth the Queen experience, which she'll explain today, is a full immersion, a two-day experience where she elevates your entire personal image, your photos, your closet, your energy. Working with Tali inside the Calling Forth the Queen experience is not a styling session. It is a spiritual activation. And if you reach out to her and tell her that you came from the Spiritual Hustler podcast, she's going to gift you, that she's not giving this away to anyone else, anywhere else, a $750 stack of your own custom Malkari jewelry as her gift to you coming from this world, because she knows if you're here, you're a sister. And so it is without further ado that we take you inside Tali's story, what the power of style is really all about, and how if you truly accept the assignment to be the queen that you are and dress for it, your entire life is going to change. Take it from me. And so here is my amazing conversation with the one and only Tali Kogan. I don't even know where to begin.
Me neither.
Where should we begin? There's so much
to say. Let's start with a story time.
Let's start with a story. We have so many stories, but this one I feel will be the perfect kickoff into what I really want to dive into today with you. So first of all, welcome to my show, and I can't believe you're in my studio.
I'm so honored and excited. Thank you.
Isn't it magical?
It's magical. It's so on brand.
It's so on brand. And we have this insane crystal right now charging the frequencies of like higher communication. Trust me, it's legit.
I'm obsessed.
I am obsessed with you because you've changed my life, as everyone knows, in so many ways. But what I really want to do in starting with this story is peeling back the layers of what I really mean by that. So a couple of years ago, when we were both in Chicago, we were going to a gala. And we went to this like boutique that designer clothes to like rent. And you helped style me for that. And you picked out this dress. It's not too dissimilar from what I'm wearing right now. It's yellow. It had these cutouts. It had huge ruffles, a huge train.
Yeah.
And it was like bright yellow. And I remember trying it on in the dressing room with you, and you were like, you look amazing, and this is what you should choose. And so anyway, I show up at the gala, and there were 300 people there, and I couldn't find you. We were at different tables. It was so packed. And I show up, and every single person, every woman, for the most part, like 95% of the room, were wearing black dresses, black gowns, black, simple,
basic,
elegant,
Yes. Traditional, yes.
Very traditional. And I felt like fucking Big Bird. I was like...
Overdressed,
overexpressed. I felt so insecure. I was like kicking myself, like not mad at you at all, but regretting I was wearing this dress. I'm like, I look ridiculous. Nobody was saying anything. Nobody was commenting. And I was really in my head about it. I was like, if I looked amazing, people liked what I was wearing. You think like a few people, whether I knew them or not, would just be like, love your outfit. Nobody. It was like crickets for like the first hour and a half of this gala. And I couldn't find you. And about an hour and a half in, we run into each other in the lobby. I could cry thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And you see me, Jessica, this came together so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You look so amazing. Do you feel amazing? I've never seen you look so amazing. And you shot me this like frequency of confidence and reflection. And I was able to not only see myself in your eyes, but feel myself in your eyes. And running into you in those few seconds, you completely shifted my energy. You completely shifted my frequency.
I give you permission.
You gave me permission to own it.
Exactly.
And from that moment forward, the rest of that gala, do you want to know what happened? Getting compliments. Everyone started saying, oh my God, your dress. I mean, people were like stopping me in the bathroom, on the dance floor, like everywhere the rest of the night. It's not because the outfit looked any different.
Yes, it's because of the energy that shifted, because you allowed yourself to fully unapologetically shine. Because let's go back to that fitting room when we tried on the dress at the rental space. You loved it. You were obsessed with the outfit. And then you walked into the gala and you started dimming your light to fit in. In the minute that I gave you that permission to shine, the energetic shift happened. And it's definitely not the dress. And that energy that radiated from you, you became magnetic.
And this is the core of what you do for women.
100%.
And I really want to just call out the elephant in the room that I sometimes feel nothing to do with you, but just the way that I love clothes and shop and fill my closet, my brand new California closets, and do my photo shoots and like show up at events. And there's this stigma that fashion is an expression of materialism and superficiality.
100%.
What is your perspective on that? And how do you combat that?
I think like we're trying to fit on those boxes and follow those rules that truly not exist. My take on that and my message and my mission is to allow women to shine boldly, unapologetically. Do not follow any rules and don't try to fit into any box. Follow your own intuition and follow your own heart, just like the story that you shared. When you're going to feel amazing in the outfit, and it does not have to be that gala extra fabulous dress, it could be simple t-shirt, denim with a beautiful jewelry. If you're going to feel amazing in this outfit, people around you will feel it. And this is how you become magnetic. This is how you attract the exact life that you always meant to live.
So let's talk about that, because your expression, your brand slogan is what?
You can attract anything in life if you dress for it.
Okay. That is, no truer words have actually ever been spoken in the world of personal brand, entrepreneurship, business. I see so many women who are like crushing it in their companies, making tons of money, having a great impact. But when it comes to their closet, they play small.
Yes.
And so if you're listening right now, I'm talking to the woman who's listening right now, who feels like, I don't want to take up too much space. I don't want to be the girl at the gala wearing the bright yellow dress outside of the hundreds of black dresses. Where does she begin? In her closet and in her mindset.
First of all, in my world, nothing is more important than personal style and your closet. It starts in your closet. I know that women invest so much into their brands and they forget about the most important thing that opens the doors. It's the personal style. It's the first thing that people see. And before you even say a word, not to mention that when you're going to feel in alignment, when your personal style is truly aligned with your brand, with your future self, this is everything. When you dress like her, like the woman you want to become, you become her 10 times faster. And I'm a living proof of that. And so is you, Jessica. Look where we started and look where we're at today. And it's all started with us making the commitment that we're done playing small and dressing for the life I wanted to have.
I have the full body chills as you said that. And, you know, I am, of course, love my sweatpants in the days that I don't wear any makeup and like just be. But when we go out and face life, you know, I think it's important to treat every day like it matters.
Exactly.
And that you actually tell a whole full story when you walk out of your house. But you're not telling a story for other people to experience. You're telling the story to yourself.
Yes.
It changes your energy.
100%.
And when I started working with you, and you've really evolved your business since then.
Thanks, Steve.
And we'll talk about it.
Yes.
If I could draw a line to every single upgrade in my business, every single photo shoot, website relaunch, personal brand, you know, capture for Instagram, my books, my school, my programs, my campaigns, my webinars. I'm that girl that like does a photo shoot for it. What you just said, you were like, you're dressing for the woman you're aspiring to be.
Yes.
Can you say more about that?
Yes. The key is to dress like you already have your dream client, that you already signed your book deal, like you already got your dream podcast interview. Because when you truly dress like that person, you are becoming her 10 times faster. And on that topic, Jess, that you just mentioned, like I can't help but notice that we women save our special occasions pieces for those special occasion events. We buy those beautiful pieces, put them in the closet, and wear them. Every day we're alive, it's a special occasion, and we need to dress for it. Every morning, it's a transformational process. You wake up in the morning, you have your meditation morning routine, you set up an intention. How do you want to feel today? You can truly control how you want to feel today simply by dressing for it. You cannot control the chaos in the world, but you can control how you show up for yourself first and the most simply by dressing in alignment, regardless if you're working from home or in the office.
So basically you're saying that being fashionable is a spiritual experience.
100%. 100%. I've seen women, queens that have been working with me that literally went through spiritual awakening when they saw the transformation after during the styling experience. It is a spiritual work and it's definitely a spiritual experience and it's a commitment.
I've seen so many women come through your Calling Forth the Queen experience, which I want you to describe. And I've sent a lot of my sisters and friends,
yes,
clients to you, and they're all like thinking they're going in for a styling experience.
Yes.
And they are like, that was the fucking best money I've ever spent. That was the best day of my life. That changed me on a cellular level. So can you take people, because it's more than just like the mood boards and the shopping and understanding the colors and how it matches with your logo and your website. Like, what is happening inside of those rooms? I want you to like actually get a little meta for me and describe what you do. Like, what is happening? How are you activating these women on set?
It's Calling for the Queen experience. It's spiritual and transformational experience. It's full alignment of your personal style into the person that you become or becoming. What I do with my queens, I really study. I go super deep on their brands and their life goals, and I simply dressing them for that woman. And as a result, after working with me, what I've seen on my queens, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, look at you. Women, after working with me, they truly expand.
They shapeshift. They become different women.
And during those styling experiences, like I can see the pose changes. You know, they cannot stop smiling. You feel like that glow that we were almost meant to be, to glow. We women were all queens. We were meant to shine and to lead. You can see how they transform in front of my eyes. I've seen lots of tears, and they're just never the same. And I do believe like the more money you invest in you, and I would highlight the personal style and not just like I'm investing a lot in coaches and mentors and your beautiful retreats that truly helped me to elevate and take my business to the next level. But the more invest in yourself, the more money you're going to make.
Amen.
Amen.
The more money that you invest in yourself, the more money you make.
Yes.
It is a universal law.
100%. Every time. Even after I took your retreat, I doubled and tripled my incomes. And I can see on my queens what's happening to them when they truly create those wardrobes that create simplicity in their life. You know, we overthink it when we create outfits. And then as a result, you can see that women end up wearing the same outfits in rotation over and over again. When I create those wardrobes for them, only curating the entire wardrobe, I give them the tools, all the knowledge to create and put together outfits on their own. So they truly own the personal style and they style themselves as a pro. So it goes so much beyond the
wardrobe. It's beyond that, because I often say that you are your most precious asset.
Exactly.
You are the asset, just like you'd invest in a house or a car or a vacation or equity bond, whatever, you are your most precious asset. And so if you don't double down and take the risk, truly, because it's a risk to spend a lot of money on yourself, invest in you, how can you expect anyone else to? And secondly, it actually increases the value. Just like when you invest money in anything, 100%. You're increasing the value of your own consciousness, your own energy, your own self-belief.
Yes.
And then that's what shifts the energy of how everyone else receives you and perceives you. And that's what changes your life.
Exactly. You have a doctor, you have an attorney, you have an accountant. You should have a stylist.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to actually double click into this even more because we went to Blackberry Mountain last summer.
Best time ever.
Best time ever. We just were like
so celebrating.
Celebrating life.
Celebrating sisterhood life and our incredible years.
It went so fast. It was one of the most beautiful. It was a summer solstice. We're doing it again on the summer solstice.
Tradition.
So I love this about like people I've been friends with for so long is like you never fully know. Like you learn more and more and more and more the more you spend your years. And you and I were talking about my code and your code. And you were like, I was telling, and my community knows this, like I have a big sister wound, which is why sisterhood has become my code. Like women were so mean to me. I never felt like I belonged. I never had a click. I never like literally floated around really, really lonely most of high school, middle school, college even. So here I am in my later years and my business is rooted in creating that sense of belonging, real belonging. Can you share what you do remember this you shared with me? Because I was like, where did this come from, Tali? Like, you were never told you were.
I was never told that I was beautiful. I've never, ever felt beautiful. I have another sister. I love my parents to death, but they put it in my head since the childhood that I'm the smart one and my sister is the beautiful one.
Wow.
I've never seen myself as a beautiful woman. And quite frankly, I was wearing dark clothes, oversized, baggy. And overeating, I really didn't know what self-love is truly as. And I was a chronic people pleaser in the awful, like the worst marriage I can only imagine, which ended up being a blessing because I ended up coming into the US because of that. And now I met my husband. But what changed is that I decided that I'm done playing small. If I'm not going to be taking care of myself, nobody will take care of me. And I started showing up in the world for myself in the way that it feels authentic me. I didn't have money at that time to buy new clothes, but I started wearing what I already own in a different way. I started wearing makeup. I started wearing jewelry that I was saving for the special occasions that never came into my life at that time. I started working out, taking walks, and I cannot believe what started happening. All the doors, I ran away, obviously, from that marriage. I stole $2,000, ran away, took $2,000, physical and mental. It was the worst marriage ever.
You were locked in this house, and you stole $2,000 from
$2,000, and I started with $2,000 that I spent on rent, not on clothing. But what started happening, I met the most incredible people. I got my first job as an accountant. I know it sounds funny, but that's my official major. That's what I went to college with. And I started realizing that I was like, what is happening? Like, I'm this like regular girl, like no one else. And all of a sudden, I feel so loved and so supported. After doing lots of coaching, mentoring, therapy, including Gina Marotta that you introduced me to, I realized what I was doing. I was attracting. Why I was attracting? Because I decided that I'm going to stay true to myself. And I started showing up into the world in the way that feels like me. And now it became my mission in this life to empower women to do the same, to make them feel beautiful, unstoppable, and confident in the body that they have today.
That's it. I'm glad I clicked into that because that is what comes through you so genuinely in your styling sessions and in conversations with you at a party or on social media or just hanging out in your presence. You have like this code of empowerment and of beauty to see the beauty in another woman and reflect it back to her. And then you just end up being so talented and gifted as a stylist. And then you walk in as the best dressed bitch in the room, like because Tali Kogan put those outfits on you. But it is so much deeper. And I just wanted to thread that because our work is not our work collectively as women on a mission. It might look like something else outside, but when you are really embodied, which yes, you are, it's always rooted in something so core And the fact that you were told you weren't the pretty sister and now you'd make other women feel pretty for a living.
Thank you, Jessica.
It's amazing. All right, sisters, who is ready for their next level in 2026? And what if your next level in your business did not come from pushing harder? I know it's the year of the horse and we're all here for the momentum, but actually sinking deeper with your own body. Now, if you're a female entrepreneur who leads with intuition, creativity, and heart, I have no doubt that's you because you're here. Then my obsession, one of my favorite brands on the entire planet, Microflow, was made for you. Now, Microflow is the cleanest, highest vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplement on the market. It is 100% organically grown, so you can trust its frequency. It's third-party lab tested, Reiki infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert, Christy Nault. Now, it's also, get this, the first cycle syncing microdosing protocol specifically made for the female nervous system. Because we are different women 28 to 30 days out of the month, if you feel me. And how you create, how you lead, and how you build your business changes with your cycle and the moon. So the Exude and Surrender bundle are my favorite. It's a perfect place to begin. Exude supports the first 2 weeks of your cycle when you're feeling radiant and expressive and your heart is open. This is ideal for the seasons of visibility and creation and leadership. And then you switch to Surrender, which invites more softness and nourishment and deeper inner connection. And this is where your intuition and clarity get reborn. Now, together, they help you drop way out of your head, back into your body, and into the kind of feminine flow where your best ideas and your boldest decisions come through. Now, if you're ready to go even deeper into ceremony, healing, and higher consciousness, then I'm going to recommend the Theta Blend, which is infused with sacred Egyptian blue lotus and opens the doorway to 7D awareness. You've just got to trust me and try it. Microdosing is not about bypassing, okay? It's about coming home into your body, into your truth, and into your feminine power as a woman in business. And we need Microflow this year more than ever. So explore the full Microflow line at microflowhealing.com and use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order. That's code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order. Okay, you guys, we've got to talk about your home. Your home is your temple, and the energy you create inside of it sets the tone for everything you do outside of it. And this time of year, I crave one thing, a yummy, true reset, a fresh start that actually begins where I recharge the most, which is in my bedroom and my bathroom. So let me put you onto the thing that has completely elevated my new year reset, and that is Cozy Earth. I just upgraded to their Baja bedding set, and you guys, my bedroom is a freaking resort. The textures, the color palette, the way everything matches, sheets, duvet cover, quilt. It literally feels like slipping into peace. This is the ultimate new year, new frequency energy that I know you guys are calling in. I've paired it with their Luxe bath towels. You guys, there is nothing better than a yummy bath towel. It's like being wrapped in a cloud the second you step out of the shower. It's the softest, plushest towel I've ever owned. And yes, they dry fast and they look gorgeous hanging in your bathroom. Because here's the truth. When my home feels fresh, I feel fresh. When my space is reset, my creativity, my leadership, and my energy all get an upgrade. Cozy Earth is a luxury you can feel in your body, whether you're resting, showering, drying off, creating, or honestly, most importantly, running your empire. And the best part, you can try their bedding with a 100-night sleep trial plus a 10-year warranty, because once you feel this level of comfort, you're never going to want it to be over. Trust me. So if you're ready to start the year feeling grounded, rested, and fully resourced, head to cozyearth.com and use my code JessicaZ for up to 20% off. And if you get a post-purchase survey, make sure you mention you heard about them right here on the Spiritual Hustler podcast. Link to shop is in the show notes. Refresh your routines with comfort that makes every day feel like a new year. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's my genius zone. This is what I figured out, that I can see a woman the way that, unfortunately, they cannot see themselves. You know, women think that they need to lose weight, gain muscle, all of the things. But the truth is, you don't really need to do anything. You just need to figure out where you're heading. What are your goals? What is your intention? And I see that in women. I see their inner light. I see their inner queen. Mm-hmm. And I simply dress them for that, to match the outward to the beautiful inward. And the women that are coming to my life, they're so powerful and they're so beautiful. And I just cannot believe that I am the person who is giving them that permission to shine even brighter in their beautiful missions and their beautiful leaderships.
I just need to triple stamp that, because every time you get a new Calling Forth the Queen client, you freak out. You're so excited to be of service to them.
I love it.
It's not about the transaction at all. It's like, I get to do this work for other women in the world.
I can't believe that I do it for a living. Every time after Calling for the Queen experience, I come to my husband, I'm like, love, I cannot believe that I get to work with all of these amazing women, that this is my job. Like, I can't even call it a job. Mm. I feel so, so grateful, and just, I feel so grateful for you. You know, everything started by meeting you at that Soho bathroom. You saw that magic in me. I was not a confident stylist at the time. I was blogging at the time and doing a little bit styling. But you saw that in me. You trusted me. People know me today as Jessica Zweig Stylist, not the Stylist Kogan Styling Studio. And by you believing in me, you have no idea how much confidence you give me and how you activated me and how much you helped me with my business. I cannot thank you enough.
Well, you did the work, babe. I just saw you.
You saw me. And I'm so great. And now I see other women. We're like a drop in the ocean.
The drop in the oceans. We were just talking about that. When one woman remembers who she is and then begins to shine the light on other women, and then they get to go shine that light, and then they remember who they are, who they touch. And we literally, I think about this all the time in the quantum. Like, I see the universe, I see the macro into the micro, can see it right now. One woman who chooses to remember who she really is impacts hundreds of thousands of people.
100%.
It creates that ripple.
Yes.
Do not take your time for granted.
Together, we shine brighter. When you shine, I shine. It's not your shine is coming expense on my shine. Never. In sisterhood, in this community, in that queendom, together we shine so much brighter and we illuminate the world.
We illuminate the world. That's what I have on my book title.
I know. Where do you think I got that from?
The light workers.
The light workers.
Okay. So we just actually came out of my closet.
Oh my God. This is a dream come true. I've done so many closets in my life. I've never seen the work that California Closet did in your closet. It's just such a beautiful, soulful embodiment of who you really are. All the details, how they planned it and how they brought it to life. I'm seriously speechless. I cannot believe that yesterday I spent the whole day editing the most perfect, the most beautiful closet in the world. It's definitely on my vision board. My next closet is definitely going to be with California Closet. Thank you for introducing me to them, to their incredible team. Working with them has been an absolute best experience ever. And for any queen who is listening to this podcast, put it on your vision board next time when you're redoing. Doesn't have to redo your entire home. You can just redo your closet. You're a queen. Your closet is a sanctuary. And you deserve to walk into your closet like into your favorite boutique. And your closet does represent your net worth in feng shui.
It does. It does represent your net worth. And it's where we start our day. That's where we end our day.
And this is where we transform every morning. This is a spiritual sacred space where you transform every morning into the queen that you are.
I actually am a student in Saren Bertrand's cohort. She was on the podcast. She wrote the book Womb Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's like a witch in the woods that's like got codes I've never seen. She's not of this earth. She's deeply connected to the goddess, the matriarchal lineages, everything that I'm obsessed with. She's been such a guiding teacher for me. She did a live call a couple months ago, and it was all about, she called it Magdalene's boudoir.
Ooh.
And she talked about the power of the boudoir, which is our closets today in modern day, where we beautify ourselves,
yes,
where we put sacred oil on ourselves, aka our perfume, our makeup, our clothes, our lingerie, our sleepy clothes, our shoes, our jewelry. It's a way to connect with yourself at a soul level. And thank you for saying that about California Closets, because they have really taken this entire idea of having a closet to
the next level.
Totally different level.
Yes.
And during our live, you went through, we'll leave a link to the live on the show notes
of
so people
course.
Can go watch this yes. moment if they're not catching it in real time. And if you were there and you're listening, you know what that was like in real time. But you went through some really beautiful, quick and easy styling tips that I think we could go through for everyone listening.
Yes.
Because there are so many women that like love to shop, or maybe they don't, or they follow the trends. And then there's like the Pinterest boards, and then there's the capsule closets, and then there's the all the different ways.
And they forget about the most important thing, that everything is already in there.
Correct.
In their own closet.
But then they wake up and they're like, I have nothing to wear.
Yes.
So how do we fix this, Tali?
Well, we fix by starting in your own closet. And please don't get intimidated by the size of your closet or by having designers. It's not about a big closet and it's not about having designers. It's about starting in your own closet. The first and the most purge. Let go of anything that doesn't represent you any longer. All those skinny denim from 2002, all these pieces that you're saving for maybe to wear for Halloween. Promise you're not going to wear it. Anything that doesn't fit your body today, doesn't represent your future, you send it with love to be loved by someone else. You can always donate it or resell it. Then organize your closet. Organize it based on categories. Shorts, denim, buttons, blazers, skirts, everything based on categories. And I love organizing it based on the color theme, from the lightest to the darkest. When you walk into your closet, you want to start with lighter to the darker. One very important detail before you start the process, order simple velvet hangers on Amazon. They're not expensive and they're going to make such a big difference. Everything should be in front of you. Get yourself a jewelry rack. Put everything on that rack so you can see your jewelry, so you don't only wear them on those special occasions, so you can wear them every day. Because remember, jewelry, this is what's going to take your basic outfits to simply best dressed women in the room. And then when you go shopping, please shop with intention. Don't shop because it's on sale. I do love very good sale, but I want you to shop your wardrobe essentials. You can take my style quiz on talikogan.com.
We'll leave it in the show notes.
You will receive your style queen persona, which will give you permission to be her. You will also have your personalized wardrobe essentials list. And this is going to be your shopping list next time you're going to hit that sale. Start building your wardrobe slowly. It does not have to happen overnight. But I promise you that one thing. When you're going to have your closet edited, only pieces that you love fit you today, represent your future. Your wardrobe essentials in place and your jewelry, mixing and matching into putting together outfits will be fun, effortless, and you're going to feel amazing.
Yes, queen. Spoken like a true fucking pro. Less is more.
Less is more. It's not about big, I promise. It's not about shopping. For a lot of clothing, it's about having those basic wardrobe essentials that we don't necessarily love buying, but these are the pieces that will create that fun and ease in your wardrobe.
Can I make a comment about designer clothes?
Yes, of course.
So when I was young, I remember going to Lord & Taylor with my mom. Remember that story?
Yes, of course.
And we were picking out clothes for me, and I saw this really cute like Tommy Hilfiger shirt, and I said Tommy Hilfiger on it. She's like, we're not buying that. I was like, why not, mom? She's like, why would you want someone else's name on your shirt? And I was like, you're right. And like, I love Gucci, Chanel, Louis, who doesn't? I don't own a lot of it because I don't care about labels. Like, this was instilled in a really young age for me that like, it actually doesn't matter how expensive or where it's from. Like, I personally don't think designer clothes equals fashionable at all. It's fun to have a pop of Gucci. It's on your belt.
Like on your belt, on your bags.
Whatever. But like to wrap your identity or to think that in order to be stylish and elevated, you have to shop designer is a program. And it,
100%.
It really, like I love Zara. I love Akira. I love Aritzia.
Aritzia.
Right?
Yeah.
Aritzia is amazing. I have sometimes, I'm going to be really honest, and it's hard to even put this into words. Sometimes I struggle because I know my work and my message and my depth is so much more than clothes. And I never want anyone to feel or project. And like, here's me owning the fact that I actually do care what people think of me at times, that like, I am like rooted in that part of my life. Like it has a weight and a matter that it doesn't. Like it's so much what we've been saying, more about expression and energy. But just for those listening that might have some resistance around fashion and trends and designer clothes, like this is not at all what this is about. It's not at all what it's about.
It's not at all. It's all about those basic wardrobe essentials that I promise you can find them at Zara, even at Target, even on Amazon. 100%. And I just want to touch on that point that you just said. When you fully embody it, when you give yourself a permission to show up every day in life in the way that feels authentic to you, beautiful, chic, and put together like you always are, guess what are you doing? You're activating everyone around you. Not only that you become magnetic, but you also give other women permission to do the same.
And I'll just
by dressing for it, we are changing the world.
We are changing the world. Yes. And I often say that what you see in me is a reflection of you.
Mirror.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see it. So I'll take my own personal identity out of this, but I'll just say this hypothetically. If you see me or you see Tali and you're like, fucking A, that girl is a goddess. She's so empowered. She's so beautiful. She's so chic. She's so magnetic. I see her. I respect her. I admire her. You wouldn't be able to have that thought internally unless you were able to hold that for yourself. But if you look at Tali and you're like, God, she's too much. She thinks she's so full of herself. She is so, so superficial because she's only talking about clothes all the time. That is a reflection of you as well. That is mirroring a part of you that doesn't feel safe to be seen, that doesn't trust herself to shine, that has to reflect that another woman is too much because she's afraid of taking up too much space.
Babe, you just said it so beautifully.
So that's 100%. Really what it is, and something to reflect on and to really come home to within yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you can be the kind of woman that looks at other women and are like, fuck yeah, you go, girl.
Yes.
That's who you become.
Yes, 100%.
That's who you become.
We're holding those mirrors to each other.
That's right. Okay, I want to talk about Mulcahri.
Okay, yes, please.
Because I wear it all the time. Hello, if you're watching this on YouTube, you could check out our outfits and our accessories. It's like, gotta come look at the stack that Tali's wearing. But she dressed me, of course. I'm wearing the new collection. Can we go back and talk about the impetus for this brand, how it was started, and really what your intention, speaking of intention, because it's really what this whole conversation has been about, of this brand was.
Thank you, Jessica. So the Mulcahri by Tali started by simple vision. Jessica was working on the light work book and I was planning her photo shoot, styling her photo shoot. And I had this vision of a big lion on a chain, something that I truly couldn't find. So we created it. And this is what started the entire movement. I always, in my styling career, I always used jewelry as my secret weapon. Because as I said, jewelry, this is exactly what will take your outfits to best dressed woman in the room. And with jewelry, you can just recreate a gazillion different looks with the same t-shirt or button-down shirt. My intention with jewelry is, you know, we're queens. And queens wear crowns. So my Mulcahri jewelry is your crown, and I want it to be your daily reminder when you put it on, you do a little ceremony. I'm beautiful, I'm powerful, and I'm unstoppable, and I can attract anything in life. And that's the energy that I want you to leave the house every day.
Mm.
A lot of these pieces were inspired by Jason's grandma.
Your husband.
She was my husband's, yes, grandma. She was the biggest fashionista, and jewelry was always, always her big thing. She sent me lots of her jewelry and that I used a lot in Jessica's photo shoots and many of my clients. I've been wearing myself a lot of her pieces, and a lot of her pieces became an inspiration for the Mulcahri jewelry as well.
And what does Mulcahri mean?
So Malka is a queen and Ari is a lion. It's in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. So it's a lioness.
A lioness queen.
A lioness queen.
And you started the collection with like lions and like panthers and tigers.
And we kept evolving.
And now it's evolved to snakes and butterflies
and
dragonflies and flowers.
Yes.
And all sorts of different aspects that tell a story because it's so intentional. The vibration of your vision in these pieces, when I wear them, I show up differently. I actually remember I did that big event on my book launch with Michael Beckwith and Koya Webb and Danielle Page on 888.
Yes.
And I wore this like pearl necklace. Why don't you describe? Because you styled that outfit. I just felt the frequency of that necklace. It made me show up differently.
So each necklace that we design, it does have her own spiritual
intention
that you can read on the website. They all have names, majority of them names by Israeli Hebrew names. And they all have their own spiritual intention, and you can read it and see what intention it calls your name the most. A Mulcahri stack. It was pearls with the edge of your necklaces, all three or four of them together. And I think the energy of all these powerful necklaces, that's what truly like activated you and made you feel unstoppable.
I'm serious. It was like the anointment that I needed to like get through my nerves. Like when I wear them on every FFBS call, I wear them on every webinar, I wear them on every stage. I do not leave the house without a Malkari, and they change your frequency.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm so honored to be able right now, thanks to you and the vision that we had on your photo shoot, to crown so many queens around the globe. It's amazing how many women are loving and wearing Malkari, and the comments and emails and DMs that I receive from them, how it's truly like shifting their days and how it makes them feel. It's absolute everything. And as a stylist, I can tell you that instead of buying more clothing, invest actually in your jewelry collection, because this is something that doesn't take space in your closet, can curate so many different looks simply by mixing and matching your jewelry. It's not about wearing that one boring, dainty necklace that nobody can see. If it has some sentimental values to you, I have lots of respect to it. Keep it on, but layer it. Layering not just with clothing, which is one of my favorite styling tips and tricks, layer with your jewelry. You will be amazed how amazing you're going to feel and how many outfits you can create simply by playing, right? It's all about playing. Don't take it seriously. Just play with different jewelry and wear what makes you feel amazing.
And if you use code Jessica15, you get 15% off. I'm just going to shamelessly plug that. We'll leave that in the show notes. But like, seriously, it's my joy and my greatest service to what you've created and the intention behind it to spread the gold, the diamonds, the pearls.
Thank you.
I mean, it's an amazing, and the price point is so good.
So good. I wanted to make sure that it's affordable, that they, and it's a really good quality. Just don't shower with that, but they're not going to change color. I wanted to make sure that it's accessible and affordable, so you can not only get one necklace, so you can start building your crown collection.
They get better. Your collections get better and better. Okay, baby. I have some quick fire questions for you. Okay.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. We're going to go there. And I'm so excited to ask you these. Okay. So what is your favorite spiritual book?
Of course, The Light Work.
I wasn't asking for you to say that.
Well, of course. You know, of course, The Light Work. I mean, it's changed my life. I also really love The Bee. Both of these books.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite business book?
I'll tell you the truth, Jess. I don't really read a lot of books besides yours. I listen to podcasts and I learn a lot from my clients, but I'm not a big reader. I do love podcasts and I do some audibles.
Do you have a particular angel or deity or goddess or ancestor or higher being that you connect with, work with?
I feel like my higher being is my great parents that are no longer here. I feel like they're my angels. I talk to them every morning. I feel like they're protecting me and they're watching me. And I'm so grateful for their sacrifices and everything they've done to allow us the life, to live the life that we're living today.
That's beautiful. Do you believe in aliens?
After going to Manchester with you on a retreat.
Wait, no, I have to tell a quick story. One more story. We'll end with one more question, but I have to share this. Okay, so Tali and me and Megan Taylor and Lauren Henley, like all my friends have been on this podcast, plus a bunch of other incredible people, Rhea, we all went to Mount Shasta in March of 2024. And if you don't know what Mount Shasta is, it's basically like one of the great seven portals on the planet. Like it's as powerful in its own right as Egypt. It's known for like having like extraterrestrials come down, like the frequencies there are wild. It's a vortex.
Yes.
And so anyway, we show up on the day of a snowstorm, like a Category 5. Like, anyway, so what were you going to say?
We almost died. That's not that. But I dressed for it. So we did it.
So like, I remember we drove separately and I was by myself driving because I like flew into San Francisco and rented a car. And I literally was texting Brian on the road, like, I'm sending you a drop pin because if I die, like, you're going to need to call a helicopter to get me out of the snow. And it was fucking insane. So point being, the day we arrived, we all almost died. We wake up the next morning. The sun is out. The whole town is covered in snow. Like, it's a mountain town. And part of the experience was to go into these mountains to like, you know, commune with the energy. So Tali, we show up the next day. We all get on this like van. We like pop off. We're like hiking in the fucking snow. And Tali shows up full floor length, hot pink fur coat. And you're talking to your husband. And we're on the phone. Like we're all kind of like walking on this path. And you are on the phone talking to Jason like, quietly, da, 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 da. And then Paul of Venus was his name. Paul of Venus was our guide. He like pauses us and he's like, okay, we're about to go have this experience. And you go, okay, honey, I have to go. The program is starting. And we all like died. Like it was so classic. Tali Kogan, who just looks fucking fabulous on the mountain, has like...
getting ready for the program.
Getting ready for the okay, honey, I have to go. The program is beginning. We all like turn to you. Anyway, like, so back to the alien question. Did you experience any aliens?
I think I had an experience at Mountain Shasta.
What was it?
It was the coat.
You made your entrance to the aliens.
I connected there with the Pleiadian that in me. After Paul told me that I am a Pleiadian, I started feeling that connection since. So yes, I do believe in Pleiadians. I mean, you're a Pleiadian. So
I'm a Pleiadian.
Yes, you're a Pleiadian. So how can I not believe in Pleiadians?
Well, I believe you're a Pleiadian because we're like, I had a medicine journey. I told you this years ago and I did Bufo and I got so many downloads about like my dogs and my husband and you came in and Spirit said to me, your friendship with Tali is as old as stone.
Wow. I remember you telling old me that I have stone. Chills, Jess.
Billions of years. We've been here. We've been doing this thing. And it's been so fun to incarnate here and find you in this lifetime.
Just, I have chills and goosebumps. And you opened my eyes and my heart into this church spirituality. Like, I didn't know anything about spirituality. And this becoming a spiritual human and being open for all of that that's available to us has truly changed my life. And now it became a huge part of my methodology. And I'm just so grateful. It's such a beautiful world to live in.
Well, that's a beautiful lead into my final question for you, which is, what does it mean to you, Tali, to be a co-creator of the new earth?
It means that I have a big mission as a co-creator of this earth. And my mission is to create earth, a world where all women around the world is going to decide, make a decision that they're done playing small, that they're done dimming their light to fit in. My mission is to co-create a world where we show up every day boldly and apologetically as the queens that we are.
Because you can have anything you want in life.
Just for it.
And so it is.
And so it is.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for dropping all of your magic and activations to me every day and all the women you serve every day and to now the women that tuned in today. What a gift you are.
Thank you for this opportunity, Jessica. I love you.
I love you.